Hey everyone, I'm Chris Hall and you're listening to the Downtime Podcast, where we take you inside the world of elite mountain biking. This weekend saw the Fort William World Cup here in the UK, and I decided to head up and try and meet some future podcast guests. I had no idea what to expect, but when I got there, I was really pleased to find that everyone was super friendly and really accommodating. Everyone went out of their way to take time to talk to me and made my life really easy. I had an awesome weekend. So, as it happens, while I was there, I decided I'd record some little interviews for you. So what I've done is put together bits and pieces of chat with various people across the weekend. Nico Mullally, our guest from episode 2, was kind enough to give me lots of time over the weekend. He let me shadow the YT mob on track walk, and he also gave us a little interview at the end of every day. So there's some interesting stuff in there. I'm going to split this down into two episodes. So the first episode will cover a little bit on track walk, a little bit of what the course involves, and it will cover the first practice day. Then if you want to listen to more, you can download part 2, which will cover all of the interviews from Saturday and Sunday. Be really interested to hear what you think, so get in touch and let us know. You can email us on info@downtimepodcast.com, or you can get in touch on social media, where we're Downtime Tweets on Twitter, Downtime Podcast on Instagram, and The Downtime Podcast on Facebook. Okay, so first up, we're going to have a little chat with Chris Kilmurry. Chris, you'll remember from episode 1, is head of Point One Athletic. He trains many of the top downhill and enduro riders, and we spoke to him about what this track involves. Okay, Chris Kilmurry, trainer to the stars. Fort William, it's a pretty rough track, pretty demanding on the riders, I guess. Talk us through a little bit about what it takes to have a good result here and what it, you know, what the demands on the body are.
Yeah, I think the physiological demands in the body are pretty high up there overall. The global demands, we'll say, are huge, and I think the breaks in the terrain and the sustained kind of the relentlessness of just constant shifting and changing and moving your weight in the bike to deal with the terrain is the biggest challenge here. It's not particularly steep; it is very rough, and average speeds are super high. So there's a lot of high and low frequency hits, big impacts, and then the higher frequency, smaller stuff. So it's, I think it's the smart riders technically and tactically who can kind of hop at the right time and clear just enough rocks so they have smooth patches, but not spend their entire time compressing and hopping, because then you just get, you know, extra fatigue in the lower body, you know.
And are there any particular parts of the body that, you know, you benefit from having strength in this particular race, or is it a kind of a real all-body workout?
Yeah, well, strength is always global, so you shouldn't develop it in part and hope it works in whole. That's not how I approach things, and it's not how I've trained any of the athletes I've helped over the years. Obviously, you need strong legs. You know, you're sitting into your hip hinge here all the whole way down the hill, and there's all those hops I was on about, or the key hops. So you need, you know, basically it's strong hips and supple ankles. So it's just like you have this big hinge, and then the lower leg spring, and that's super important here. And then the hands and the arms take a hammering, especially because you have that break in terrain with the new section this year, and then into the woods. So what a lot of riders seem to be finding is that the upper section takes its toll on the upper body, because you're just working so hard, and it's, you know, 3 minutes of pounding, which is a normal duration track anyway. And then they get into the wood section, which is just exceptionally challenging, and they've not got the normal type of strength. Maybe not, it's not that they lack strength, but their strength characteristics have changed in the arms especially. So they can't hop and pull the bike as much through all the nibbly slick tech. So they have to change their strategy and their approach to lines, you know, as they get down here. And once you get through the woods and you get on to the old wood, which is just bone dry pretty much, even in the wet, and then you get onto the motorway, then it's plain sailing, I think, you know. I think it's just that break from upper section to the woods, which is really interesting,
yeah. Yeah, it does seem to be the undoing of a lot of the riders today, where they've been going down in the woods. I think, you know, lines changing, the conditions through there are pretty rough. Is there any kind of magic way through that, or is it just a case of getting in there and you know, letting the bike kind of find its way a little bit? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a tactical nightmare, because it's, especially with the rain this afternoon in qualies, it's ever changing. So guys came in and expected line, whatever, 1, 2, or 3 to be open as it had been in practice, and it totally changed. It got cross-rutted, the hole had got deeper, it had got softer, whatever. And a lot of the top 10 in the world, the males, had huge issues. And a lot of them left a lot later than they normally would, but a lot of them had huge issues, and it's tough. A lot of guys aren't doing full runs in practice because it is so fatiguing, but you really need to do as much of a full run or as full a section as possible before you get to that wood, so you actually kind of have an idea as to what body and bike are doing at that point, you know.
Interesting. How have your riders been getting on today? Have you managed to see many of them since they came down from their qualifying runs?
I've seen pretty much everybody except Greg Williamson, who I'm going to try and find now. And it's been a tough day in the office. Yeah, mega tough day in the office. There's been some lightning pace. Greg Williamson's been flying all week. Had a big crash this morning in pre-practice, pre-quali practice. Tane had fastest first split here, and then had a pretty big crash just before second split. So sadly, we don't know her second sector times. Chaos, the same. He had a really good top sector and then had a massive crash, and he's pretty sore. And Joe Parfitt crashed as well, a similar spot. So it's been a tough day, and some guys just squeaked in. Reese Wilson and a few other guys just squeaked into qualies. So we'll see tomorrow. There's Fraser McGlone, who always goes really well here, and he's qualified kind of just super steady mid-pack. So charger tomorrow for Fraz, and yeah, it's going to be an interesting day tomorrow for sure.
Excellent, good stuff. Well, I look forward to seeing the Point One athletes out on the hill tomorrow, and yeah, wish them all the best. Thanks for your time, Chris.
Yeah, no bother.
Okay, so now you know what the track involves. Let's talk to Nico Mullally after the track walk. Nico Mullally, welcome back to the Downtime Podcast.
Thanks a lot. It's cool to see you in person finally.
Awesome. Yeah, cheers, man. So you're coming fresh off a win at the US Open last weekend. How does that feel?
Feels good. That race was really cool. It was a local one for me. A lot of my friends and family were there. So to take a win, even ahead of Aaron, with all those people there, made it feel really cool. Finish line area, like 10 minutes after the race, was really sick. Like, everybody was stoked and got a lot of hugs and high fives, so it was a cool one.
Awesome. So that gave you some good energy coming into this week?
Yeah, for sure. I came off of like 4 weeks of training at home and was excited to get moving and get out and do something. So that race was a lot of fun and a good first step to a 3-week block of racing. And I feel like I got some momentum going this year, so
excellent,
definitely
yeah.
Added to it.
Yeah, good start to the season with, was it sixth?
I was seventh in Lourdes. I had some qualifying points, so I'm sixth in the overall now. And yeah, it puts me in a good place coming in round two for sure.
Excellent. So we've been up on the track today and had a little wander down before the torrential rain started. Any thoughts? There's a few new pieces up there.
Yeah, this track's always really similar. It never changes too much, but they put a big middle piece in that's fresh this year. And it's just really exciting to see. It gives us something to be stoked about, something new. And they did a really good job with it. So, yeah, I really like the new section and took a lot of, yeah, good lines away from my experience here in the past. And I'm excited to get up on the course and try them.
Sweet. What do you think the key to winning here is? Like, where do you need to find speed in this place?
It's tough. This track is one where it seems like guys with experience always do really well. It's a long track. It's the longest timed race we have for the year. So there's somewhat of energy management that goes into it, I think. But the top section, the first split, everybody's really close. And then from there through to the end of the woods is where really the meat of the track is. The bottom section, you can lose it there. But if you really, it's for the top guys, it's kind of in the middle section where you can make a lot of time. I mean, that's the gnarliest part of the track. That's where there's the most action that's coming at you the fastest. And yeah, so that's it. And it's really just about keeping a good average speed, I think. If you can carry good momentum here, you can stay on top of things. And it almost smoothens out when you go faster. So keeping the speed up and, yeah, trying to carry good speed through those turns and make it easier on yourself.
Sweet. And any particular strategy for tomorrow, or just get up there and put some runs in and see how it goes?
Nothing too crazy. I think towards the end of the day, I'd like to hit some of the sections fast. I think this one, there's somewhat of a strategy to not using all your energy in practice. Like Lourdes, I did 2 timed runs. But here, it's so long and the end of it's physical that I don't think I'd get a lot out of doing full runs at race pace, especially the pedaling section. So I'll probably save some of my energy for qualifying, but definitely want to test some of the more technical sections, and the middle section I want to really make sure I'm on my line and trying to open the track up and carry as much flow as I can. So, cool. Yeah, I think saving energy, but still breaking it down into pieces and riding those pieces fast.
Excellent. All right. Well, good stuff. I hope tomorrow goes well. We'll try and catch up with you tomorrow evening at some point.
Awesome. And,
fingers crossed this rain will stop.
Yeah, it's Scotland. I wouldn't count on it.
Probably not.
All right. Thank you.
Cheers, Nico.
Thanks.
Okay, now it's time to hear from a few of the riders after the first day of practice. In this section, we've got Eddie Masters, Mick Hanna, Sam Hill, Sam Dale, and Finn Isles. Hope you enjoy it.
Okay, Eddie Masters, we're here in Fort William after the first day of practice. How's your day been so far?
Yeah, it was good. It didn't get off to the best of starts. Went in about the first rock garden and just blew my tyre completely off the rim in spectacular fashion. But it was an upward trajectory after that. And now I'm having a blast. I always like Fort William, so yeah.
Sweet. And you riding 29er this weekend?
I was for the start, but I've actually just changed back to my 650 bike because we've been having trouble getting our tyres to bead with the rims we've got. So, to be honest, I'd just rather not have any issues. So I'm just, yeah, until we nail out, iron out all the little things, I'm just, yeah, Reese is still running it, but yeah, I was just like, no, we'll just go back to what I'm used to.
Cool. And how did it feel? Is there much difference for you on the certainly on the rock sections on that kind of bike?
To be honest, I didn't really feel it as much on the rock sections, but I definitely did notice for the effort you put in, you definitely get up to speed really quite quick in the top section. So I think there'd definitely be, you know, there's benefits in the top and bottom section of this track, which is like over half of it. But at the same time, it's really hard to like quantify what that would be because with Fort William you're going so fast on both bikes, it's like, yeah, whether you were going 35 or going 38, it's impossible to tell when you're on it. So yeah, I feel like I'm going just as fast on my 650, but only, yeah, you can't really feel them. If it was 5 seconds over this track, like, you would never feel a second a minute. So yeah, I think Sunday we'll see, but it's quite hard to tell because the top guys are the top guys for a reason. So I think you need to give it to someone who's just qualifying. Give it to the guy who's on the bubble after qualies. Give him a mint 29 and see how high he climbs.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, and so you had a pretty good year here last year, certainly in qualifying. Yeah. Looking to recreate part of that weekend and hopefully stay on for finals?
Yeah, no, definitely. It was never the plan to come off in finals, but yeah, I was... You know, I thought I'd just have a crack and just go balls to the wall. Didn't pay off, but yeah, like I said, I definitely like the track here, and it kind of suits me. But it's anyone's game, really. So I just try and go fast.
What is it about it that suits you, do you think? What? Why is this your kind of style?
I don't know. Like, I'm a pretty fit guy, so like the length isn't an issue. And yeah, I think it's. I don't know what it is, but I'm always pretty comfortable here. There's not actually much to it either. With the lines people talk about are, you know, moving half a foot to a foot from one rock to the other sideways on the track, it's like, yeah, you're not actually picking huge lines. So it's, for me, it's quite easy to get up to speed quickly and do really like consistent runs rather than risk, apart from the woods, you've kind of got to risk it for the biscuit there. But yeah.
Sweet. And what about the new section? There's a few big hucks, looks pretty quick. Is it cutting in all right?
Yeah, it's cut in. It's pretty good. I'm sure a lot of people were stoked because the bit they've cut out was really rough. And this is quite, yeah, it's quite smooth and got some jumps, but change is good. So yeah, I think everyone's pretty happy. There's a few hucks, harsh landings, but yeah, no, it's all bedded in, so it's mint.
Cool. Nice one. Thanks, man. Hope you have a real good day tomorrow, and we'll look out for you tomorrow and see how you're getting on then.
Yeah, cool. Sweet. I'll talk to you then.
Cheers, man. Finn, day one, Fort William. How was it for you, man?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I think that this morning I was feeling pretty good up top, and I don't know, I just kind of felt like I was struggling, you know, like midway down the track to the bottom, and I couldn't really feel the bike, and then I had two big crashes, and I was just kind of frustrated with myself, like, what are you doing? So I think that as the day went on, my mood sort of got better, and I think I just sort of, like, was like, okay, chill out, it's only the first day, like, and then I just sort of... You know, rode smooth, rode pretty good, and I figured out the woods pretty quick, so I'm pretty happy with that. But all together, it was like a sort of up and down day, but pretty happy with the end of it.
So do you have a little stop in the woods and have a look through it, or you kind of suss your lines out and track walk? Cause it's pretty tricky through there, right?
Yeah, I had a look and track walk, and then on my first run I stopped and just double checked everything, and I did it clean. I'm like sick. And then my second run I did it well again, and then my third run I went straight over the bars and just like just before the woods, and I ate it pretty good, and I was like kind of angry. And then I found a new line that I saw someone do it. I saw Remy do it, Remy Therion do it, and I was like, that looked pretty good. So tried something new, and it worked out pretty well. And from there on, it was all good through there. But I just had a little mistake at the bottom and had a really, really big crash in one of the corners. But I think that the woods are similar to what I ride at home, so I could got it figured out pretty quick.
Cool. And who have you been riding with this weekend? Do you practice alone, or do you practice with a few people that you like to ride with?
On the first run, I kind of followed Loic down the first section, and then I pulled over because I was just like, whoa, like I need to figure out what I'm doing. And then after that, I mainly just rode by myself and a little bit with Brooke, and that's kind of it, yeah.
Cool. And you were here for the British Downhill Series a couple of weeks back. Do you think that helps? Do you manage to pick up speed on the track and get into it quicker as a result?
Yeah, for sure. I think at the British Downhill Series, we sort of figured out all the earlier settings on the bike so that we didn't have to work on it here. And I think it's definitely a step ahead of the people that didn't show up for that.
Cool, good stuff. Well, we wish you the best of luck for the rest of the weekend. Hope it goes well. And we'll see how it works out on Sunday.
Thank you.
Okay, Mick Hanna, welcome to the Downtime Podcast. We're here, Fort William, day one of practice. How's your day been?
My day has been a battle, actually. It's not the smoothest practice day, I guess, that I've had, but my last run was pretty good. Just had a mechanical towards the end of my run, but was able to just link all the sections up, get through the woods all right, and yeah, felt a little bit better, but I definitely decided to call it and start again tomorrow.
What's made your day so bad today? What's been going on up there?
Just a couple of silly little things, I guess. Like, I've crashed in the woods a couple of times. One was like, it's not big crashes, I'm going fast, but I actually hit my shoulder quite hard on a tree, and my shoulder's fine, but I'm a bit stiff in my rib cage. So that, and another one, I was following a buddy and jumped something that he didn't, and then I got a bit put off and ran off the track and went over the bars, and my shoe stayed on my bike, got up with one shoe on, and then this last run, my derailleur unscrewed itself from the hanger, so I had to walk down. No big deal. I just had to walk the motorway, which is not that fun.
Fair dues. A bit of an eventful day. So have you been able to do any kind of bike setup changes or anything, or are you pretty happy with that? It's just been a tricky day.
Yeah, the bike setup's pretty good. It feels balanced and cruising along. I'm not fatiguing as much as I normally would here, so I think the bike is set up quite good and just need to get in my rhythm. We haven't done so many runs here, and like a lot of the guys, the first day of practice, most of the guys in the field have been here over the last few weeks, and so you can kind of feel like there's a bit of a gap, but by the end of today and going into tomorrow, that evens up.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, wish you best of luck for the rest of the weekend, and we maybe catch up with you later in the weekend.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks very much.
All right, Sam Dale, how's it going? Fort William, day one. How are you feeling?
Feeling good, mate. In fact, yeah, I feel relatively well. It's been good. Crowd's here already. Loads of school kids kicking about. The sunshine has been out, but there has been a bit of wind, which is... it's not too bad, but it's just a bit of a bugger when you think you've railed a turn and then a big gust of wind hits you right in the face and slows you down. But, yeah, weather's going to change, I think. But, yeah, all in all, good day. Good first day.
Stayed on the bike all day, fit in one piece?
I had a couple of whoopsie-doos in the wood section, but I don't think anyone's got through there clean all day.
Yeah, that looks gnarly. It looks like there's a reasonable amount of line choice through there. Is it a case of finding your way through that over the weekend?
For me, it's been a bit of point and shoot. You come in from the fast open stuff, and with it being, well, open and sunny, you come straight back into the woods. It's dead dark. The ground's dark. The roots are dark. Or you can see like three or four white roots. So as long as you get your front wheel over them, you kind of make it through to the other side. So, yeah, point and shoot through the woods and go flat out everywhere else.
Cool. And the new section looks flat out for sure. Like, it looks pretty quick and some big hucks. How's that feeling?
Yeah, I mean, first couple of runs, I just cruised through it. And then, yeah, got into it, did all the jumps. There's one that's a bit strange, but Yeah, it's nice to see a change. And it actually feels a bit less tiring than previous years, so gives you a bit of a breather before that wood section.
Excellent. Well, hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend. Hope tomorrow and the race day go well, and maybe we'll catch you later on in the weekend.
Perfect. Yeah, swing by.
Cheers. Nice one. Cheers, man. Okay, Sam Hill, welcome to the Downtime Podcast. Thanks for taking time out. We're here, Fort William. You've got a downhill bike under you again this weekend. How's your day been?
It's been good. Been a long time since I've ridden the downhill bike, so just trying to get the feel for it again today and get comfortable and up to speed for this weekend.
What made you come to Fort William this weekend and get back on the downhill bike then?
We raced the EWS in Ireland last weekend, so it was easy to come across and get this round in before I head home again to Australia. So Fort William's always been an enjoyable one to come to, and the crowd here is unreal, so yeah.
Sweet. And how did it feel like? I guess you've still been riding downhill back at home, and obviously the bike's not completely unfamiliar to you, but how did it feel to be back at a World Cup and getting up to speed on that bike again?
It's actually 10 months without even having a downhill bike or riding one, so a little bit rusty, and it's finding my feet again. It's come back pretty easily, really, so yeah, feeling comfortable today and enjoying it.
Sweet. And you've been having an awesome season so far at EWS. I get the impression that you're enjoying that series quite a lot. It suits your style. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's been going for you this year?
Yeah, it's been going good. We're halfway through the series, had four rounds, and just been trying to ride fast and consistent, and just new venues and new trails, and really enjoying it.
What is it about EWS that's getting you excited?
I think just riding my bike and something new. It's new rounds each year and new trails that they make for the stages, and just a new experience. I think downhill for me, I've done it for so many years, and the track here is pretty much the same as when I first came in 2003, so just for myself it just got a little bit stale there.
They put in one new section for you though, yeah?
Yeah, new section in 13 years or whatever. Nah, it's good. I'd like to see the downhill tracks, if they go back and use the same track, at least they build a new section. It gives the riders something to look forward to, so.
Yeah, sure, cool. Well, best of luck for the weekend. Hope it goes well. Look forward to seeing how you get on, and have a good one, man.
Thanks very much.
Okay, well, that's it for part one of the Fort William special. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. Please do feedback and let us know on social media or drop us an email. Tomorrow we're going to release part two, which contains Tracy Mosley, Steve Peat, Mark Wallace, G. Atherton, of course, Nico Mullally, and many, many more. Stay tuned for part two.